Well, a group of researchers think they've got a solution to this recruitment problem. And it's a simple, free app called ClinTrial Refer, which last Friday won a major award from the Cancer Institute New South Wales. The creators are Roslyn Restuccia, who's Clinical Research Unit Manager at St George Hospital in Sydney, and Associate Professor Judith Trotman, a haematologist at Concord Hospital.
In haematology, which is predominantly the practice of blood problems, in particular blood cancers, there is a very broad spectrum of different cancers, most of which are quite rare. And no one haematologist can possibly, within their own clinical research unit, have a portfolio of trials that covers that spectrum.
And the importance of trials is that you get the latest treatment and you do better.
You get access to exciting emerging new therapies that are coming along in the treatment of blood cancers.
So the app serves to meet that need?
It sure does.
Roslyn, tell me about the app.
It's really easy to use. It's free to download on both Apple and in Google. It's called ClinTrial Refer. And it actually has a list of all the current recruiting studies that are on in New South Wales and ACT in haematology. And it's current and comprehensive. Every trial unit in New South Wales contributes their data monthly. It's updated for our doctors and patients.
So you can go in and if you've got, say, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, you can find out what trials there are for acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
Absolutely. You can filter it by disease or by location.
The federal government, Judith, has got a clinical trial site which is pretty good and has virtually all the trials going on in Australia on it. Why do you need to have a haematology one? Doesn't it create fragmentation?
Not at all. The federal government, or the Australian New Zealand Clinical Trials Registry, is a very comprehensive listing of every single clinical trial. But if you go to that registry, it will take you a very long time to scroll through and identify trials that may potentially be appropriate for your patient, and you certainly won't know where those trials are being conducted. So if you're a very busy haematologist faced in clinic with a patient with relapsed lymphoma who you've run out of treatment options, you pull out the app, you scroll through lymphoma, and you identify the trials within 45 seconds.
But it's only New South Wales and the ACT. There are trials going on all over Australia, which might be more effective trials with newer medications. Why can't you have access to those?
We certainly do, but for the treating haematologist and the patient who lives in Sydney or rural New South Wales, realistically, they only want to travel locally. And so the only trials that we're interested in for them is seeing whether there's an appropriate trial available locally for them.
It still gets me that, for example, the Peter MacCallum in Melbourne, which is renowned for having access to new molecules, why can't you as a haematologist in Sydney recruit to a trial at the Peter MacCallum and get access to a new molecule?
Because we recruit to that same trial here in Sydney, so the patient doesn't have to travel to Peter MacCallum. And Peter MacCallum are part of the Victorian Haematology Group who have got their own license, their own app for ClinTrial Refer, so a patient in Victoria can scroll down and see what's available at Peter Mac. And I can tell you right now that Peter Mac have 18 currently recruiting clinical trials from looking at their app, whereas, say, us at Concord have 31 clinical trials. I challenge you, Norman.
And what if you live in Western Australia?
If you live in Western Australia, unfortunately, there is not an app currently available for Western Australia. We are developing apps for South Australia, and unfortunately, we don't have a BlackBerry version of the app. So until the Queensland haematologists ditch their BlackBerries and go to iPhones or Androids, they won't have an app.
So, Roslyn, when you go into the app and you, as a consumer, which is really what I'm most interested in, and you find a trial that's open, what can you do via the app? Can you actually register for the trial or make an appointment with a haematologist or what?
Yes, it's got contact details for trial unit managers at every site. But what would be the most common pathway for a patient would be to go to their GP and get a referral to the haematologist.
And would your own haematologist be miffed that you've gone to another one?
No, what's happening is that it's
Judith just nodded.
Good.
It's certainly a very important issue that we have to address. I've had a patient who I saw on Friday who lived up in Newcastle with multiply relapsed lymphoma who discovered the app. She got a referral from her GP and came down to see me on Friday, but I made it clear that I would be working in partnership with her local haematologist, and I actually recommended this patient go on a trial that's available at Prince of Wales rather than one that I'm currently conducting at Concord.
So what have been the outcomes? Because we've just heard on the health report David Dilts talking about how there are all these trials, 30% of trials don't recruit a single patient and therefore fail, and then there's the extended period to open, but you're talking about trials that are already open, so we've got beyond that period. What have been the outcomes?
The app has been transformational in enabling us to recruit phenomenally well to our trials. Of our current portfolio, we actually only have a single out of 31 trials, a single trial that has not recruited a patient compared to the 30% average that David Dilts is talking about. Can I give a single example of a T-cell lymphoma trial where we did only recruit one patient in the 18 months that this trial was open originally? Because T-cell lymphoma is a very, very rare type of lymphoma. In the last 8 months, we have recruited an additional six patients. Patients have come from all around Sydney and New South Wales to participate in this trial.
And how does it sit internationally? Are there other apps around?
We believe ours is the very first of its kind that has such a simple, easy to scroll through and identify trials for patients. We have actually now got, five licensees, including the Trans-Tasman Radiation Oncology Group across Australia and New Zealand.
So you've extended beyond your own brief.
This is a not-for-profit enterprise. Our primary objective is to increase the cross-referral and therefore the recruitment of patients to quality clinical trials. This app is simply a template for any clinical research portfolio. So while we've focused on blood cancers, we've gone beyond blood cancers to other cancers and say it's a tool for the diabetes doctors or the Alzheimer's researchers. Any clinical trial portfolio can be presented with this app.
And it's become also a talking point to attract trials to New South Wales. The companies are bringing more and more trials to us, and we've been opening more and more trials to benefit the patients.
And therefore patients' access to the new latest drugs.
Absolutely.
Rosalind Restuccia, who's Clinical Research Unit Manager at St George Hospital in Sydney, and Associate Professor Judith Trotman, who's a haematologist at Concord Hospital.